Well, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, as you probably know it, is something we normally associate with children. Certainly from my experience of teaching them, it's not easy. And it's when children go from being young children into adulthood, this is where the difficulties come. Many carry symptoms through, and some people are even diagnosed later in life. We'll talk to one later. The problem is here in Oxfordshire that adults with ADHD don't actually have access to specialists on the NHS. Oxford GP Dr. Polly Branny has set up the county's first private clinic, and she told me that she would like to offer help to people via the NHS.
I suppose it's all about funding, isn't it? And it's not given. It's not a. I don't think it's given a priority place when it comes to the money, unfortunately. But I think recognition of ADHD is increasing. And GPs are becoming more aware, schools are becoming more aware, and I think in future it's going to be a big problem if they don't increase the resources for it.
Now, I must admit, I've come across experiences of this in children through teaching, but I've never really experienced anyone in adulthood with ADHD. Tell us how it sort of manifests itself in adults, and if indeed it's different to children.
Well, yes, it is. Lots of adults will grow up with ADHD and not realise that they have it. And with adults, it may be just a question of they're terribly disorganised, they can't focus on things, they can't manage to hold down a job because they're always late, or they can't organise themselves. It often becomes a problem if teenagers grow up and then go to university, because they may have had a lot of structure at home with parents, and then all of a sudden they're independent and they're having to live their lives with no help and being expected to study, organise their life in general, and then that can be a real problem. So it can have a huge impact on their lives.
Polly, I know you've got Rory Bremner, who's going to be officially opening that centre. Why yeah. Rory Bremner?
Well, Rory Bremner himself has ADHD, and he's done a lot of campaigning and a lot of some work to increase awareness of ADHD, which is fantastic. And he is patron to the ADHD Foundation in Liverpool, and also he's just become patron to UCAP, the UK ADHD Partnership, of which I've recently become a board member. So he is an ideal person to come and open the centre, and obviously a great guy. So I am really, really lucky and very, very grateful to him. I'm really looking forward to it.
Dr. Polly Branny, founder of the Oxford ADHD Centre, and Rory Bremner is going to be on the show 8:20 this morning. Look forward to talking to him. The Oxfordshire Clinical Commissioning Group says it's contracted Oxford Health NHS Foundation Trust to provide ADHD diagnosis and then to prescribe medication if needed. Patients are then passed back to their GPs. Mary Austin set up the charity ADHD Oxfordshire. Mary, lovely to have you on the programme this morning. Do you think adults with ADHD should have access to more support via the NHS?
Morning, Howard. Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, definitely. I mean, years ago, doctors, I remember an occasion with a doctor putting his arm around my shoulder and saying, I'm sorry, sometimes there just isn't an answer, because it really wasn't understood in adults. But of course, nowadays, there is so much more information out there, and people are now learning through the internet and books and recognising that the answer to a lot of their difficulties through life has been ADHD. But then finding that their doctor and their mental health professionals don't always know enough about it. And that really is a difficulty. I would like to say, however, how much we appreciate those psychiatrists in Oxfordshire who have made point of educating themselves or getting training about ADHD, and they're recognising it in people and able to offer them some help. The only help that is available normally through the mental health service for ADHD is medication. But a lot of psychiatrists still don't really take ADHD on board. They don't really know, and it's not really recognised. So a lot of adults with ADHD have been treated for depression, been treated for anxiety. They've had broken relationships and difficulties in their life. They may have had trouble with the law, and it hasn't been recognised. Increasingly, I'm finding people that come along to our group or who contact me by phone or email, somebody has said to them, maybe a counsellor they've seen or a friend has said to them, I think you've got ADHD. And so the adults are actually beginning to recognise it in themselves.
And I think that was Rory Bremner's situation. I look forward to discussing that with him later.
That's right, yes.
And by the sounds of it, from talking to you and talking to Polly Branny, that it is different from children to adulthood. And I mean, from your experience, give us a couple of real life examples of where having the right diagnosis has changed people's lives.
Okay. Well, I think the one big thing, there's a number of people who have struggled and not known why, and have known they've been treated for generalized anxiety disorder, for example, and they don't really feel that it explains the constant difficulties they've had, why they seem to keep doing things wrong, why they can't seem to get things right, why they always forget things, and it's happened since childhood. Or those who say the wrong thing, that they're so, you know, some people are naturally quite tactful, some people think before they do things, people with ADHD often don't do that. And often people who are getting treated for depression or anxiety, they know, but that doesn't explain this and it doesn't explain that. Once they get the diagnosis of ADHD, if they're able to go on to ADHD medication, they stop taking the medication for depression and so on. And the other thing is that people begin to understand. So if once you've got understanding, you can then have better management, whether it's of your children, because children with ADHD unfortunately can be very difficult, and they need a different parenting style, and parents can then learn what will work. And for adults, once you get the diagnosis, you can understand why you're not good at the sort of things adults are supposed to be good at, like organization and getting started on what they're supposed to do and getting things finished. So it really does make a difference. In my own case, it made a difference in our family, because once we understood that one of our family members had ADHD, we could learn about it, and then we could speak differently, know when to stop speaking, and just begin to make things better while that person was able to understand about themselves.
Mary, you explained it fantastically. Thank you for that. Mary Austin from ADHD Oxfordshire.